You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you always wanted to hear the hockey stories told from the press box? For your premier source of hockey prospect news from across the AHL, NCAA, Canadian Hockey League, and international leagues, this is your all-access pass to The Press Zone, a hockey podcast packed with news, analysis, interviews, and entertainment featured on thepresszone.fm. Your hosts, Amy Johnson and Rick Stevens, are experienced, credentialed hockey reporters bringing you stories built from strong connections throughout the hockey community and from inside rinks all across North America. Welcome to The Press Zone.
Fear not, there is still hope to hang on to, but we have to be honest, Laval is on very shaky ground in the race for the playoffs. Today, we're going to give you a quick recap of the three games that Laval played last week, tell you who stood out, what happened in those games, and where that currently has Laval sitting in the North Division standings in these final 3 weeks of the AHL regular season in their hopes to determine if they are going to qualify for the playoffs or not, and get you all set up for this week's game action with a preview of what Laval will be facing this week. The Rocket, quite frankly, were riding pretty high last week coming into their fifth and final game of their road trip. They had a very successful road trip visiting Belleville and winning a couple of times there, getting a win in Toronto against the Marlies, and they wrapped up that road trip on Wednesday night with a visit to the Utica Comets, another North Division opponent. Keeping in mind that, of course, all of those wins they had strung together against other North Division opponents during this road trip had finally moved them up the standings enough that they had just moved into fifth place to qualify for that fifth and final playoff position, which qualifies them for that best in three play-in round at the start of the postseason. Now they just have to hold on to it. And so a game against Utica, a team that has been at the bottom of the North Division standings for a little while now and was chasing Laval, trying to stay relevant and stay in the conversation, this was a big deal game. And playing in Utica is never an easy thing for Laval. It's a very intense and electrifying atmosphere in a smaller, older barn. But both teams really had something to play for on this night. No scoring by either team in the first period, and Laval was actually the one to break open the scoring in the second period with a goal by Jacob Perreault, putting the Rocket up 1-0, certainly boosted their bench, gave them some energy of, okay, can we make this happen? Can we get the 2 points here, extend the gap over Belleville and Utica, who are chasing them for that last playoff position? And then we go to the third period. And unfortunately, Utica found the momentum to completely tilt the ice in their direction in the third period. We haven't seen Laval have a third period collapse in a couple of months, but on this night, unfortunately, is when it reared its ugly head again. And Utica came out with not one, not two, but three goals in the third period. Laval could not get another puck past Akira Schmid. And they lost this one, their last game on the road to Utica, 3-1. But they were still in a decent position that just allowed Utica to gain 2 points of ground, but they were still a few points back. And now Laval could look forward to coming home to Laval, to Place Belle, where they kicked off a four-game homestand with a Friday night and Saturday afternoon matchup against those same Belleville Senators that they had just beaten on the road 2 times 2 weeks ago. And they did it again on Friday night. Belleville, of course, is the one nipping right at Laval's heels, trying to claw back into that fifth place position that they were displaced from when Laval went on all of those wins on the road trip. And Belleville, try as they might, I mean, they had 37 shots on goal. Jakub Dobish had an absolutely spectacular showing on this night, but it was Laval who ultimately got the 2 points in regulation, although it was a tight game. Unlike other games between these two teams where sometimes one really dominates the other, this was tight. They only won this game 2-1. It was very close. Belleville could have actually won this game because they had a bunch of missed opportunities that were just oh so close. And so going into Saturday afternoon's game, Laval really needed to just take the bull by the horns, ride that wave, and keep making those missed opportunities happen. Unfortunately, though, Belleville seemed to have had enough and knew how desperate the situation was if they were going to stay in that playoff race, coupled with the fact that they had Kevin Mandelaze back in net, who hadn't played since the first week in March. Mandelaze, a Montreal local, seems to typically perform well when he's playing in the Laval area, in the Montreal area. And he actually had a pretty good game. Kaskasuo was in net for the Rocket. And I think it's maybe been a little difficult. Kazimir Kaskasuo has not played a whole lot, even after coming back from his injury recovery. Laval is going to Jakub Dobish night after night after night. And while that's great to get him as many reps as he's gotten and as much ice time as he's getting, because frankly, he's doing a pretty decent job, it's also a lot for a rookie goaltender, and I think that maybe they need to consider resting him a little bit more and let Kaskasuo get a little bit more ice time to keep his rhythm kind of going. Not saying that this game was on the shoulders of Kazimir Kaskasuo, Laval in general did not look like the same team on Saturday afternoon, and Belleville took full advantage of that, winning this game 5-2, bringing them right back within striking distance of the Laval Rocket. So after a pretty successful road trip, Laval then last week coming away with only 2 of 6 available points, and that sets up a very tenuous final 3 weeks of the regular season for the Laval Rocket. It's why I say that they are on shaky ground. So where does that leave them? Well, they are currently, as of the time of recording this video, they are still in that 5th and final place in the North Division, which allows them to qualify for the postseason. However, Belleville is just 2 points behind them, and Utica is only 1 point behind Belleville. So Utica is 3 points away from the Rocket, and Belleville is 2 points away from the Rocket. That is almost as close as it can get. Sitting ahead of the Rocket in 4th place are the Toronto Marlies. Toronto is just 1 point ahead of Laval, so certainly within reaching distance for Laval to get themselves into 4th place. And Rochester is sitting in 3rd place with 75 points. That is 5 points ahead of Laval, which, depending on how these 3 weeks go, could also be achievable. But here's the kicker. Laval has played 66 games already this season. Utica and Belleville, the two teams that are chasing Laval, have played 64. They each have 2 games in hand on Laval. Toronto, sitting just 1 point ahead of Laval, has 3 games in hand. They've only played 63 games so far this season. And Rochester, sitting 5 points ahead of Laval, also has played 64 games this season, 2 games in hand. So Rochester, Belleville, Utica, 2 games in hand on Laval. Toronto with 3 games in hand on Laval. So now, the importance of Laval taking care of business, controlling what they can control, and getting every available point becomes even more important given that there are 4 teams around them in the standings who will control their own destiny as well, that Laval can't have any say in because of the amount of games in hand that those teams have on Laval. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Maybe you want to make a bet on 5 different players who are going to score a goal tonight. The opportunities are endless on DraftKings Sportsbook. There are so many different combinations, opportunities, specials, parlays, straight up money line bets, you name it. There's so many ways to play on DraftKings Sportsbook. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with the code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved. So before we get to what Laval is facing in opponents this coming week, discussing whether or not there's a good opportunity for them to re-extend that gap between them and Belleville and Utica, I just want to take a moment to highlight a couple of the prospects who performed last week. As I just mentioned a moment ago, Jakub Dobeš has been doing the yeoman's work in the crease, and he had some really good performances again last week, despite there not always being a victory when he was in net. But he is starting to become a very dependable netminder for Laval, coming up with the big saves when he needs to, looking so much more confident in net. It's obvious that those first couple of months of the season was the adjustment period for him to get used to the style and pace of play in the AHL, and he is very much settling into his role. I think that he's probably setting himself up for a very successful 2024-25 season next year. But Jakub Dobeš has done a really spectacular job. Should also note that David Reinbacher had his home debut in Laval on Friday night. And of course, his first home game, big win over the Belleville Senators, and the Place Bell crowd was definitely excited to see him. Belleville's broadcaster even mentioned during the game that there were secondary market tickets available for the Laval versus Belleville game that night that were going for as much as $200 just for people to get in the door to see David Reinbacher play in Laval for the first time. And AHL ticket pricing is pretty reasonable. So that just gives you a little bit of an indication of how excited the Montreal fan base is about David Reinbacher. So what's on the slate for Laval this week? They play two more games at home this week. They play Friday night against the Syracuse Crunch, and they play Saturday afternoon at 3 against the Springfield Thunderbirds. Let's start with that Friday night game. This will be the final regular season game that they play against the Syracuse Crunch. We know going back to the beginning of the season that these games between these two teams are typically tenuous, chippy, physical, and sometimes very difficult to play in for Laval. Now, the fact that they're on home ice does work to their advantage. However, it's been a little while since Laval has played Syracuse, and since the last time they've played, Syracuse has gone on an absolute tear. Syracuse has now overtaken Cleveland at the top of the North Division, and they sit in first place in this division with 80 points. They are 10 full points ahead of the Laval Rocket. Syracuse, of course, wanting to hold on to that, they're doing their best to try to clinch that top spot in the North Division. So they will have plenty to play for. Laval is certainly going to be doing everything they can to get those much-needed 2 points. So that's going to be a really interesting battle to watch on Friday night. Now, Saturday afternoon, their 3 o'clock game is against the Springfield Thunderbirds going out of division. So this is an Atlantic Division opponent, does not have implications as far as whether or not Springfield wins or loses on the North Division race. They are currently sitting in seventh place in the Atlantic Division. They are looking outside of the playoff race currently. So they also are going to have a lot of motivation to try to get those 2 points. But if you remember back to when Laval played in Springfield a couple of months ago, Springfield absolutely wiped the floor with Laval when these two teams last met. It was a really, really tough game for Laval. And so the Rocket will need to make sure that they don't repeat that performance. On the other side of the ice, Springfield is going to be doing everything they can to look back at that tape and say, okay, what did we do on that night? Because we have to replicate it. So both of these games this weekend are going to be really fun hockey. It's pretty important games. Every game really matters because every point definitely matters for the Laval Rocket at this stage in the season. We'll, of course, have all of our written coverage of both of these games over at the Hockey News Montreal. You can find that at thn.com/Montreal. And I know I just mentioned David Reinbacher a couple of minutes ago. You know, he's one of the guys who will obviously be in the mix this September at training camp. With all of these young defensemen that are all coming together all at once, competing for those very precious few roster spots that will be available on the Canadiens roster come opening night in the fall. And I kind of did my breakdown of how all of those young prospects have performed this year to start to give you an idea of who might really be competitive at training camp in the fall. If you missed that video, well, you can check it out right here, and I'll see you again next time.
Click subscribe to never miss an episode of The Press Zone on Rocket Sports Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Rocket Sports.